preacher's dilemma.
Kind of like Jonah going to Nineveh. He didn't want to go, so he had to go anyway. And Paul said, if I do this thing willingly, I'll receive a reward. But woe unto me if I preach not. And he said, the gospel, and I do want to preach the gospel. And the gospel is that Christ Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried and raised again the third day according to the Scriptures. And that is the gospel. We'll be preaching tonight, if you want to get your Bible out, Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1, I preached about the blessing of the marriage, the benefits of the marriage, and the beauty of the marriage. And I'm going to be preaching tonight about an alternative marriage. And I'm not really blessed to preach a message like this. I don't really look forward to preaching this kind of preaching. But in Romans chapter number 1, and we will be preaching what I call an expository message. And what that means is I'll take it one verse at a time and expound upon each verse as I read it. So we'll go ahead and go to God in prayer. And Father God, I call upon You tonight for strength and for help. Lord, I confess I'm at a terrible loss tonight. I pray, dear Father, Lord, You put wind in my sails. Your Word says the righteous are bold as a lion. And Lord, I pray for that boldness, dear Father, tonight, for the devil's already fighting me. I don't know about these people, but he's already fighting me already. And I pray, dear Father, Lord, that You'd rebuke him. Give me, I pray, Lord, an opportunity, Lord, to deliver the message You've laid upon my heart. And I'll give You all the praise and the glory for whatever comes from it. I don't know what You're going to do with this message. I just know, dear Father, I'm supposed to deliver it. It may not even be for anyone here, and I hope it's not. But I pray we'll all receive instruction. Pray we'll all, Lord, pay attention, Lord, tonight, and learn from the Word of God what ought not be and what should be. And we'll thank You and praise You and ask these things in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. We'll start our reading. Verse number 18. And the Bible says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth. I'm in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And what that says is they present truth in unrighteousness. And what it is, they don't want you to know the truth. You know, Jesus said in John 8, verse number 31, 32, He said, if you continue My Word, then are you My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I'll tell you right now, everybody ain't peddling truth. Everybody ain't preaching truth or saying truth. And the Bible said truth cries out, and it falls in the streets. But what they want, instead of you know the truth, they want you to know what the polls say. By the way, and I'll tell you some Bible tonight, talking politically, I'm talking about majority. But in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21, says, though hand join in hand, and that means, you know, a majority. Hey, we're all together, we're joining hand. We've got number and all that. The Bible says, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. And let me say this, that He's ready to judge the quick and the dead, His appearing. And that's why the Bible said that they'll cry out to the rocks to fall on them, to hide them from the face of Him to come. But they know the truth, but they don't want your kids to know the truth. And they try to teach them lies. And let me say, evolution's a lie straight out of hell. And to say that a little boy that's not interested in girls when he's at a young age, to tell him he's just like them because they're not interested in little girls. And he don't know no better. He's a little boy. And what they do is they impregnate his mind with that lie straight out of hell. And they tell him he's born gay, or a young girl, she's born a lesbian, because the hormones ain't kicked in. And little boys ain't interested in girls. They say, yuck. But there comes a day when they do come, and they are interested, and now they don't believe the lie, and they can't even get out of the mess they're in. I'll tell you right now, a lot of lies being told.
That's right.
I know we got separation of church and state. We need to have more church in the state.
That's right.
We need to have the right kind of church. I'm talking about the one that stands for the Word. The one, I'm telling you what, buddy, that wants truth promoted. But they hold the truth in unrighteousness. What they do is they want to muzzle me. They call me a hate monger because I tell, you know, there's some sin. I'm supposed to get along with everybody. I can't get along with some things. But I'll tell you right now, the Lord's going to straighten that mess out. Look at verse 19. Because that which may be known of God, and by the way, this is an open book. You can buy one. I can buy one. They can have one. They don't want it, but they can. Because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. They know the truth. They just don't want to acknowledge it. They rest the Scriptures to their own destruction, Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. Jude verse 7 says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them, it spread. It wasn't just Sodom. It was Sodom and Gomorrah. Then it went even further than Sodom and Gomorrah. It said Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them. This stuff spreads. And I'll get, you know, I'm preaching about the alternative lifestyle, the gay lifestyle. And no, I don't hate them. I wish they'd repent and come out of it, get saved, live right. They won't. But even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh at sin, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire, that's hell. That's mentioned verse 8 through 19. But I'll tell you right now, God's a gracious God, a good God. He gave them, just like He gave Jezebel space to repent. They repented not, His judgment's just. But I'll tell you right now, they know the truth. They know better. It don't add up. I mean, 4 and 3 ain't 25. Any way you want to make it. But verse number 20 says, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. There's plenty of evidence. And they are without excuse. Now, the Bible mentioned there in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, that they believe a lie and be damned, and a lot of people will. But I'll tell you right now, you better receive the truth. You better know the truth. The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. And I'll tell you what, everybody ain't telling truth. And there are a lot of lies being peddled. And all the way, no difference between a lie and the truth is to know the truth. As a matter of fact, in 1 John, thank you, Lord, bring this to my remembrance. 1 John there, he says, knowing that no lies are the truth. A lot of people don't have that. 1 John chapter number 2. The reason I'm giving you these verses is because of the Word of God. And John says, I've written unto you, because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lies are the truth. That's St. John. I'm sorry, that's 1 John chapter 2, verse 21. But when they tell you a lie and tell you it's truth, and you believe it, then you believe in a lie, and that's what they want you to do. There's plenty of evidence. Man, I can look at my hand. I've got the evidence of the fact I've been created. And looking right me in the face, it's what the Bible said in the book of Job, chapter number 37, that He setteth up the hand of every man, that all may know His work. And I've got enough evidence right there in my hand. Then now, there's plenty of evidence. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. And just like Israel, they denied the Holy One and desired a murder to be granted unto them. That's Acts chapter number 3, verse 14. Why would they do such a thing? Because they love darkness rather than light. Because their deeds are evil. St. John chapter 3, verse 19. And they don't come to the light lest their deeds be reproved. And let me say tonight, this church is not full of people because people don't want light. They want darkness. The bars are full. The rock concerts are full. The casinos are full. They don't come to light lest their deeds be reproved. And I'll tell you right now, you want to know why this church is empty? Because the truth's been preached out. I'll tell you right now. Amen. I can come up here and, you know, lace on my underwear and put you to sleep, a little sermon in, we all young leave. But I'll tell you right now, one thing about preaching, but I'll tell you what, it draws the line, what's what and what's not. But Proverbs mentions the way of a fool's right in his own eyes. And that's what a lot of people see it. They say, well, preach away, I see it's like this. There in Proverbs chapter number 12, verse 15. But in Judges 21, verse 25 says, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And Judges chapter 2, verse 11 tells how that happened. It says in verses 7 through 14 that there's a generation that came up that knew not the Lord. And the further you get away from God, the more Ichabod you'll be. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 11 through 22. Israel became Ichabod, and the glory departed because they turned from the living God. They had to trust in themselves. They became fools. And we've become very foolish. Well, I say how foolish we've become. We can't even return to what we once was. I can't ask questions I'm preaching, but you tell me just in your own mind, how could America return to God? God's not the author of confusion. We've got plenty of it.
That's right.
And there's not many gods, one God. And Bill Clinton's right. We have become a multicultural nation. So when you're going five different ways, how do you lead? When you're trying to cater to this denomination and that denomination and this Bible and that Bible, you see what I mean, the mess we're in. We've become very foolish. Back years ago, there was one Bible. Back in the schools, there's one book. And they've done what the Bible said, train up a child in the way he should go when he's old and not depart. And they teach them, like God said about Abraham, I know him, he'll teach his children about me. We've become very foolish. Verse 23 said they changed the glory of the incorruptible or uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and the birds and four-footed beast and creeping things. They made idols to take the place of the true God. And you better be careful about change. God said in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, He said, I change not. Verse 24 says, wherefore God... I'll slow down here in a minute, but I'm going somewhere. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And you know, Frank Sinatra wrote the song, and I did it my way. Let me say, in America, you can't have it your way only in America. It's kind of our shame that we've made this mess, but we're there. And I ain't kidding you now. One prayer I pray for my two granddaughters. I pray to God that He'll protect them. I pray to God that their minds won't be polluted.
Amen.
With the poisons of this world, and their bodies won't be perverted with the ways of this world. I want to see my granddaughters pure. I want to see them protected. I want to see them blessed. And God's the only one that can do that. And I pray for those two granddaughters that God will put a hedge about them and not let that wicked one touch them. You ought to pray for your grandkids too. It ain't like it was when we growed up, Carolyn. They've been attacked at an early age. They just disappear, and they find them in a trash dumpster somewhere. They find them out in the field out there, and they've been dismembered, and someone's, you know, abused them. I will say this, buddy, the Lord's going to make a short work of that. The Bible said it'd be better to have a millstone hung about his neck, cast in the depths of the sea, than to offend one of my little ones. Buddy, oh buddy, going to be a price to pay for that. But I'm telling you, minds are poison today. I just heard on the news some guy stabbed his roommate like 20 times. He didn't even know he'd done it. He was so high on drugs, didn't know he even done it. Man, they see people now running down the road naked as a jaybird. They don't even know it. The police scared to death. They know they got the devils. You know, I know Jesus cast out seven devils out of Mary Magdalene. We've got them, buddy. They got legions of devils now. But I'll tell you what, America wants it their way. They don't want nothing to do with Him. He wants something to do with them, but they don't want nothing to do with Him. Right. We've perverted God's way for our way. Verse 25 sums it up. They've changed the truth of God into a lie. You know what the first thing the devil attacked? Does anybody remember there in Genesis chapter 3? He attacked the Word of God. He said, yea, have God said. That's the first thing he attacked. The devil attacked the Word of God. He turned the truth of God into a lie. And Eve heard what the devil said. That devil said to Eve, he said, God knows that if you eat of the fruit of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, your eyes are going to be open. You're going to be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. And the Bible said she saw that tree to be desired to make one wise. And she took and ate of it, gave to her husband, he did eat of it. And their eyes were open, they knew this naked, and they tried to hide it, tried to cover it up. But I want you to know, he changed the truth into a lie. Mm-hmm. That's what we got going on. They're changing the truth into a lie. That's why all these perversions are coming out. I don't call them versions, they're perversions. The Bible said not to add to this word nor take away from it. The Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. And the Bible said the Lord gave the word, great is the coming of those that published it. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, they're trying to change it. They don't want the truth. They change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forevermore. And he inserted that word, amen. I agree, amen. But let me say, buddy, there were consequences. That did cost something. In verse 26, well, we're going to slow down right here. And it says, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use to that which is against nature. It's not natural for two men to sleep together. It's not natural for two women to take up that. It's abomination. That's right, Brother Melvin. But you see, they changed all that now. I'm not supposed to preach against it. I know I'll probably get in trouble, but it's the kind of trouble I don't mind. That kind of trouble I don't mind. And when I really mind getting in trouble is when I broke the law. I'm not breaking the law. God called me to preach the Word of God, and that's what I'm doing. This kind of trouble I welcome. I tell you, they beat them disciples and they went on their way rejoicing, being counted worthy to suffer for His name's sake. That kind of trouble, I ain't got no problem with. Amen. But I'll tell you right now, brother, they're changing some things. They're changing the truth of the Word of God into a lie. It's good to know enough Bible to know better than some of this stuff they're trying to shove down your throat. Amen. Me and Molly was talking a little bit here before the service tonight. She was talking about, she said, you know, I forgot a lot of my Bible, but she said every now and then it comes back to my memory. I said, yeah, it's got a ring of truth to it, don't it? She said, that's right. I said, that's the witness of the Holy Spirit of God with the Word of God. That witness, that ring is the witness of the Holy Spirit of God that Jesus said wouldn't bear witness with nothing but truth. Amen. Yeah. I thank God for it. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't know the difference between a lie and the truth. But I like, buddy, praise God, when the witness of God is upon the Word of God, and I know it to be the Word of God. Amen. That's why Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Now I know their name. He said another, they'll not follow. But vile affections, that's why children ain't safe no more. That's why you need to load the gun, turn the dog loose. That's why you need to get an alarm system. That's why you need to sleep with one eye open. That's why I don't trust the police. That's why I don't call 911, call G-O-D. He that keeps Israel don't sleep nor slumber. He told Abraham, fear not, I'm your shield, your exceeding great reward. Don't dial 911, dial G-O-D. Say, Lord, I'm going to sleep. Watch over my family. That's what I do. I don't know what you do. But I'll tell you what old Brother Eddie does. I kneel down and I say, Lord, I'm going to sleep. Watch over my family and me while we sleep. Don't let no one break in. Don't let fire break out. Don't let nothing happen until morning. And in the morning, I'll thank you and ask you blessing upon the day. You want safety when you sleep? Talk to the one that's able to give it. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Bible said, trust no man. And I'll tell you what, you get some guy, put an alarm system in your house, he'll use the very alarm system, break in your house, take what you got, amen? Oh me. Well, vile affections. Whew. Let me read another verse before I jump in this. Likewise also the men, you know what's bad when I got a two-pager. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. And I know it says a lot. But I'll tell you this, that word recompense means they reap what they sow. They get the wages. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. That recompense, that's like, you know, I want what's coming to me is what that word means. That's where AIDS and HIV, suffering and death, oh, for what it's worth. I know the world don't want to hear this. But the Bible says in Proverbs 13, verse 15, that the way of transgressors is hard. And you let, you know, why is God doing this to me? Why? He's supposed to be a God of love. Listen, He's just a God of love. That's true. But He's also a God of war, a God of judgment. The Bible says, I quoted this morning in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man, the last verse of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. For God will bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I'll tell you right now, but I fear God. You go ahead however you want to, but I'll tell you right now, I fear God for the right reason. Because I know, buddy, He could cast me into hell. And I fear Him. But they want to be recompensed. They are. They're going to get the reward of their error. In verse 28 said, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God is an obstacle to the homosexual. I'm preaching about the alternative lifestyle tonight. And the alternative lifestyle, which is an abomination, like Brother Melvin said, they don't want to be told what they're doing is wrong. They want you to somehow condone it. You know, though, when I was young, we had a little old Grimm's fairy tale was something about the emperor. Didn't have no clothes on. And he went out and everybody said, boy, you look good, king. You never look no better. And some little boy went and said, he ain't got no clothes on. And all of a sudden, buddy, he got big and red-faced, took off running. But they don't want you to say, hey, you're wrong. That's wrong. You ought to come out of it and repent. They don't want to hear that. They want you to hear you say, you know, it's okay. They want to hear you say that it's another lifestyle. And you know, God loves the homosexual. Someone even went so far as to say that Jesus had a homosexual relationship with St. John. Because John always leaned on his breast. That's an abomination. Man, that's blasphemy. Someone said that Jesus had an affair with Mary Magdalene. If you don't know who it was the Mormons. And said that He had children by her. I'll pull back a veneer just a little bit. They said He had children by her. Again, that's blasphemy. The Bible said He that knew no sin became sin for us. That was on the cross. You want to know where He became sin? When on the cross He said, my God, why has Thou forsaken me? He became sin. And the Bible said God's a pure eyes than to look upon sin. And for the first time the Son was separated from the Father because He became our sacrifice. Amen. He became Eddie Wade on that cross. He became Anthony Alley on that cross. That went out on you too. I'll tell you right now. But they don't want nobody telling the truth. They don't want to like retain God in their knowledge. They want to, you know, I guess this is probably not even be connected with this. They came out with some movie a while back called The Lord of the Rings. And in that movie, there's this great old big guy. He's some kind of wizard, got big long hair and a big long beard. They called him Gandor. And I've been made aware of a lot of things, especially here lately. I didn't know he was a homosexual. But he ain't ashamed of it, so he made it known. And by his own word, he said, when I stay at a motel, he said, the first thing I do, he said, I pull the drawer out and see if there's a Gideon Bible in there. And he said, if there is, he said, I get it out and open it up to Leviticus chapter 17 and chapter 18. I just tie them out. And don't change a thing. That's Jedekiah. Throw it in the fire. God gave it again. And they wrote it again. Anderson 360 on CNN News. I've always been gay. They're flaunting it. There'll be a day of recompense. Now, I didn't know this knowledge, and I say this to you tonight, that this is as new to me as it was, as it will be to you. But Newsweek, 1992 issue of Newsweek, and I will get one. I'll go on eBay. And I will get a Newsweek 1992 issue. I will bring it. But what I'm going to tell you tonight is just show you why some things are like they are. The Newswatch magazine of 1992 had an article in there about Bill Clinton. And in that article, he disclosed that he received $3.5 million from the homosexuals to help him in his campaign. Now, to honor that, here's what he did. And this is fact. This is not hearsay. He appointed 100 homosexuals to senior offices in the White House. He appointed gay rights legislation to condone and prove it. He appointed gay rights judges. He appointed a gay, Surgeon General to say that the gay lifestyle is healthy. I do remember that. He also celebrated Gay Pride Week with them, and I did see this, by way of a big screen TV, and they all blew kisses at him and said, "You're our president. We bought you." And by the way, Chick-fil-A wasn't for sale. Amen. That's how it happens. You see, the Bible said for filthy lucre's sake. It says for the love of money is the root of all evil. It don't say money's bad, but for love of it. And it says some coveting after pierce themselves through many sorrows. I got a feeling when this thing's running its full course, they'll probably wish they hadn't gave that $3.5 million. He'll probably wish he hadn't received it. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, a lot of it hinges on money. Which way is the cat? Where am I going to pad the billfold the most? And by the way, our president, and he's my president, and I pray for him. But he said, "I'm evolving on this gay issue." Well, I can't evolve. You can, I can't. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do it. If I didn't fear God, maybe I could. But I cannot evolve on this issue of gay. I can't. If I did, I'd quit. Man, I wouldn't stand for nothing. I'd be falling for everything. But I can't evolve on it. The Bible tells me to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as I know my labor and Lord is not in vain, I can't evolve on it. I can't be bought out. I can't compromise. I can't. Amen. If you can, you know, God help you. Well, let me say this. Verse 29 says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornicate. They got their field, Molly. They want it and they got it. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder. Sound like evening news, don't it? Debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, pride. That's why they call it gay pride. Boasters, inventors of evil things. Boy, that's a truckload. That's a dump truckload. You couldn't haul out your 18-wheeler, brother. Anthony. Inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents. It'll have an effect, a domino effect. You know, they go ahead and hate God. He'll still love them. And they'll live for the devil and he'll still hate them. But I'll tell you what, buddy. Verse 31 says, without understanding, covenant breakers. You go ahead and condone it. What's the old song says, sin will take you further than you want to go. Cost you more than you want to pay and keep you long than you want to stay or something like that. You condone it. And you'll find out, just like the Bible said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. It'll affect you. Amen. And Carolyn, I was praying for little Kaylee this morning. She won't be safe. And my little granddaughter, she won't be safe. These are brute beasts.
That's right.
And they, what would I say here? They thrive on power, overpowering little children and abusing them. And makes me want to double my fist up, Brother Hired. And I get to where I tell you what, buddy, that old man rises up a little bit. I love children. I wish to God I could teach them the ways of God and teach them the love of God and teach them the Word of God. I love children. But I'll tell you what, those people that harm these children, I'll be glad when they do get their due reward. Until then, it'd be better if I didn't run into them because it'd probably get me and them both in trouble. But I'll tell you, buddy, oh, there. You'll never, you know, we're all the time making covenants. Okay, we agree to that. That's it. And then next thing you know, they want more. And then they want more. And they'll never be satisfied no matter how much you give them. The Bible says how much place are you supposed to give to the devil? Book of James says give no place to the devil. It says resist him and he'll flee from you. We've been given place, and you see what's happening here. You can see, buddy, I mean, it's starting to show up in the bottom line. They're finding little girls and little boys. They're finding out that these are hero coaches. They're finding out what they're doing to our sons, just like they said they do. And if y'all remember, probably were informed, they publicly said, we're going to sodomize your sons in the locker room and in the showers. They've done it. And they said, to your shame, we're going to do it. I've got the video if you want to see it. I've got the video where they laugh because you can't do nothing about it. But God can.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to it, Brother Bobby. When He brings them into judgment, buddy. The Bible said it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. I'm looking forward to the day, buddy, when they get their due reward. Right now, they've been mocking us and making fun of us, saying we can't stop them. No, but He can.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's the only good thing about the message tonight, is He can. But you can't make covenants with them. You can't make any kind of leagues with them or any kind of agreements with them. Because I'm telling you, baby, they're without natural affection. They're implacable. They're unmerciful. They'll never be satisfied with, no matter what other terms you give. Verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things, and they are committing these things, are worthy of death. They're building their own gallows, just like Naaman. Haman built his own gallows for Mordecai, and he ended up being hung on himself. But they're doing things that are worthy of death, and they're not only doing things that are worthy of death, but also that not only that, but to do, but others do the same, and to have pleasure in them that do them. They want other people to join in to that sin. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad I'm of a different kind. I'm glad, praise God, that I have a different mind about that stuff than they do. But Job 19, verse 29 says there is a judgment. Hebrews 9, 27 says they will get their day in court. And good luck, buddy, because I'll tell you right now, He's ready to tear them into pieces. And when He does rise up, and when His indignation does burn, I'll tell you what, they'll be consumed in His presence. Yeah. They say it's an alternative lifestyle. They say gay is okay. I say it's not.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, that the marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge.
Yeah.
I know this wasn't a pleasant message tonight, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm for marriage. I'm for staying married. I'm for fighting the good fight of faith. I love my wife. I've been on the altar more than I could count, just thanking God for finding someone that could put up with me and love me. I don't know how all the men are in here, but I know how I am. I'm pretty unlovable. And she puts up with that. I'm not a good husband. She puts up with that. I wasn't really a good father, and she put up with that. But I'm a better husband today than I was, and a better father today than I was. And I'll tell you right now, if she'll have me, I'll be there till death do us part.
Yeah.
I couldn't blame her if she left. I'll put her through hell. That's true. I couldn't blame her. She'd ever write to me and says to say something like, you know, if you'd only been different, I'd stay with you. But you know, you just ain't worth it. She'd be right in saying that. But I'm glad, praise God, that she's got the Lord and she loves me and forgives me. And I'll tell you what, but I hope the Lord gives her all that He can through this man right here, because I want to be the best husband I can to her. I want to be the best father I can to my children. But I certainly don't want to condone this lifestyle right here. I don't never want anybody to ever think that there's anything right about the alternative homosexual, gay lifestyle. So I'll tell you what, old Brother Eddie, I can't do nothing about it. I can preach against it. I can call it what it is. And they can laugh, make fun of me, and call me old-fashioned, and call me fuddy-duddy, and call me religious, whatever. But I'll tell you what, it ain't going to be laughing matter when they stand before God. But He brings it into when He brings them into judgment, when He brings all this out to light, they're going to wish they never heard such a word like this. They're going to wish somebody had warned them and preached about this more so than I did tonight. But the alternative lifestyle is an abomination. Brother Melvin's right. And they need to come out from among it. They need to repent. And they need to get right with God and start going God's way and get blessed. I tell you how I feel about homosexuals. You bring all of you on in here. As long as they're willing to listen to the Word of God and truly repent of that wickedness and come up here, I'll kneel down beside them and lay my hand on them and pray for them. Try my best to love them and tell them about the love of God, but they ain't going to come in here and tell me that I've got to marry them, and they ain't going to come in here and tell me I've got to put up with them making fun of me. I'd like to have them in here. My preaching will be a little different tonight. Oh yeah. It'd been a little bit different tonight if I had a homosexual here tonight. That little boy sitting on the end there, he was kind of hoping I'd come over there. Mary's brother there, I can't think of his name there. But he was kind of hoping I'd come over there. And that was pleasant. I asked him, I said, you ever get bullied at school? He said, no. He probably was a bully. I don't know, he's big enough to be one. But I asked little old Luke. Luke said every day. But I'll tell you what, you bring a homosexual in here, if he's got the wrong attitude, he thinks he'd come in here and flaunt his weakness in my face, I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be very crumpled for him. And it's going to be more than personal. The Bible says that I'm not supposed to bear the sword in vain. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, I do know how to use the Word of God. I do know how to take the Word of God and cut. I know how to take the Word of God and bless. I'm not no novice. I'm very knowledgeable of the Word of God. And I can preach it just as it is in me, the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Father, we pray, dear Father, tonight that, Lord, this message might find its rightful place. Lord, I wondered why You wanted this message preached, and I don't have to know. I know You know. But I pray, dear Father, tonight, You guide it as the arrow of God, Lord, to the target, Lord, that You designed it for. And I'll give You all the praise and glory and thank You for all You do. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. All right. Praise the Lord. It was a sad day when America fell from its steadfastness. I don't believe it's ever going to ever recover itself from what it's become. Now, that's my pitiful opinion. It's not etched in stone. I'm not no prophet. My pastor's a prophet, Ricky Prophet, but he'll say the same thing. We don't know. We're just like you. We see through a glass darkly. I'd like to see it return. I'd like to see it repent. I would like to see that. Let me ask everybody to stand tonight. I don't have the word come to you.
164.
But if you need to come, come. If you don't, I certainly understand. 164?
Yeah.
Have you been
to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Fully trusting in His grace is high. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Yes, I am. Precious blood. Soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Yes, they are. Thanks to Jesus. In the blood of the Lamb. Rest each moment in the crucified. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Yes, I am. In His blood, in His soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Thank you, Brother Melvin. I don't know how the message went tonight. I don't even know where it's going to go. I know one thing. It's much needed. Maybe somebody got something on your heart tonight. Might get a chance to get out of here early tonight. Thank you for coming. Bless you, Brother James. Amen. Don't forget this Saturday, November the 10th, this coming Saturday at 3 p.m., We're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner, and Molly's going to bring a turkey, and Margaret's going to bring ham, and everybody bring whatever you want to bring, dessert, vegetables, whatever, and bring your family, bring your friends that would like to come, and hopefully we can have a time, you know, just to sit down and be thankful. I don't know about you, but I'm very thankful. I think every day ought to be Thanksgiving. We've got so much to be thankful for. I don't know how well we can do it all in one day, but I'm certainly interested in this. The Thanksgiving dinner this coming Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Are we done?
No. Let's pray about our nation.
Yeah.
That God will have His way, and His will be done, and the devil won't have His way, but
amen.
He's going to try to. Brother James back here got a paper, piece of paper there. You can tell the devil is working hard.
Yeah.
Get his way.
It's true.
And so let's pray that the Lord will be done, not mention no name to nothing. And that's
amen.
The Lord be. And appreciate the message. That's the truth right in the Word. It'll amen. Stand the world on fire.
Sure enough. Yeah. Appreciate everybody coming tonight. Like I said, I'm not no great preacher. I'm about like old Moses said he wasn't elegant. But I will say one thing. I felt led of God to preach that message tonight. I hope and pray God will direct it wherever it's needed.